Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 22. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 22. What I see is a form of vengeance. I see only the perishable. I see nothing that will last. What I see is not real. What I see is a form of vengeance. Is this the world I really want to see? It says today's idea accurately describes the way anyone who holds attack thoughts in his mind must see the world. Having projected his anger onto the world, he sees vengeance about to strike at him. His own attack is thus perceived as self-defense. This becomes an increasingly vicious cycle until he is willing to change the way he sees. The circle of attack and be attacked, of attack and be attacked. But he tells us that we made what would destroy, what would attack. Picture yourself wearing a pair of glasses. When you are looking through the glasses out into the world, you see a world where people are at best indifferent to you and at worst attacking you. These glasses that you are wearing, they distort the world. They distort the world by placing a motive on everything you see. A motive that you've made up. A motive that what you see wants to attack you, or they want to take from you. And in that motive that you see for them, you also make up the motive for yourself. The motive that you have to protect yourself, that you need to counterattack. Now imagine that you lift the glasses and just peek out underneath them. And when you do that, you see a world without your filter. You see a world where there is no meaning except the meaning God gave it. You no longer have a motive that you have assigned to each thing you see. And since there is no motivation assigned to them, then there is no motivation for you that you've assigned. You simply look at the world with no motivation, and you find that a world with no motivation assigned is peaceful. As you slide the glasses back down and you peer through the glass, you see the sharpness of the figures, the sternness of the faces. You see how they have been molded with the motivation you have given them. And then when you pull the glasses up again and you peek underneath and you see that all this stiffness has melted away, it is soft, it is clear, no motivation but peace. Higher self is asking us to choose, which is the world I want to see? Which is the world I want to see? It's my choice. I can choose which way to see it. I choose to see a world of peace. I choose to drop all the motivation that I have attached to everything I see. And instead, see it only with the motivation of peace. Holy Spirit, inner guide, I come now deep within my heart to the inner chamber where the only motivation is for peace.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in this sacred space of peace. Namaste.